outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Coming right back at ya. It's Friday, April 15th, folks. This is tax day today. Have you done your taxes?
So exciting.
Yeah.
I have. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning.
What a great show we had yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It lasted 5 minutes and nobody heard it.
But thank you, Steve, out there to call in and tell us.
Yeah.
And my dad, too.
Yeah. Apparently, the person that was supposed to be listening was busy doing something else. He couldn't let us know in time. But
awesome.
But yeah, we figured out we had some technical problems yesterday. So there was only like a chopped up show. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're back.
We're back with the vengeance, folks.
There we go. Missed us, I know.
Yes.
So what's going on, Sammy?
Well, let's see. Last night we went to this so-called concert.
Oh, what is it, a so-called concert?
Because it wasn't really. And I don't want to use names because, you know, I know the guy and everything, but he's half of a very famous band that used to be around.
Okay.
And so I know him just from meeting him and seeing him and stuff, you know, not friends or anything. So we were invited to go to his performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we went last night and stuff. It's a small, intimate place, a theater that maybe holds 100 people or something.
Right.
And like a playhouse type of a thing. And we go in there and there's only him and like two guys and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, immediately when he opened his mouth, I said, this is not going to be good, you know?
No.
This is not going to be good. I mean, it turned out to be like every song is the same,
God.
Only with a guitar and, you know, a little bit of keyboards here and there.
Right.
Talking too much about things that are not important and they're not funny. And, you know, and it sounded like a fucking rehearsal. That's what it seemed like, you know. I mean, they weren't really prepared by their own admission.
Right, right.
And
so
finally
pissed.
We figured out it was probably mostly like his family and friends and stuff, you know. And they were willing to sit there, you know. After 5 minutes, I wanted to leave. But you can't leave without, like, being seen by everybody.
Right, right.
I mean, the exit is right in front of him, okay?
Oh, God. So you were stuck there.
So I was stuck there for a while, you know.
Right.
Then finally, you know, I couldn't take it anymore, man. I looked at Dean. I said, I don't believe I'm sitting here. And this is after they kept us waiting outside for an hour.
So you waited an hour.
We waited an hour
to get in. And then you saw this horrible show. And how long was the show?
I don't know, but I stayed for about 45 minutes or so.
And then you left.
Yeah, then we left. Finally, I got mustered up enough courage to just get up and leave.
So did you talk to him?
No.
Well,
no, we're not really friends, you know. I mean,
So you don't have to be like, oh, it was a great show.
No, I don't have to do that.
I mean, what do you do? Are you, like, brutally honest? Because I know I've gone to see plays before and shows of friends of mine, and I'm like, and they're not good.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, hey.
Yeah, what do you tell them, right?
It was awesome. Like, I guess it depends on how good of friends you are with that person in order to say something.
That's
what would you do? Would you... If you were friends with him, good friends with him,
If I was good friends, I might tell him, yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, I mean, it's his career, you know. He might as well be aware of it, of how people feel, you know.
That he sucks. Tell him that he sucks. Maybe you should find something else to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, but what gets me is these people that used to be big and then they don't want anything to do with what they used to do, you know?
Meaning,
so it's like
what?
Like, he's not going to play any songs that he used to that people know. You know, he doesn't even talk about it like he used to be part of this band and stuff, you know? And I'll tell you after the show who it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't want to use names. I don't want to really hurt anyone, you know.
Sure.
But I was disappointed. And, you know, the few times that we go out and stuff, you know, it's like, you know, one night we go out and nobody's funny at the,
right.
at the comedy place.
Who is picking these things to go out to? Seriously.
I don't know. We get invited, so we go, you know.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Sam. What are you doing this weekend? Anything?
What are we? No, not really. Nothing planned.
Reading a book.
And shut up.
I was actually being serious, but whatever.
Well, that I do every day. There's nothing special on the weekend about that.
Shut up. Okay, and then you'll probably see your kids on Sunday, right?
Yeah, we see the kids and everything, and we'll probably go out doing something. You know,
is it supposed to be nice this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to change. It's just going to be the same forever here.
Forever.
You know?
Forever.
Every day
and
is
ever.
The same. That's why time flies, you know?
It's like
we don't
Groundhog
remember
Day.
What we do. Every day is the same.
It's like Groundhog's Day. Did you ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
That movie's so good.
Yeah.
He is so amazing.
I know.
I love him. Caddyshack is probably one of my favorite comedies.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one in a long time.
It's
I should probably
so
see it again.
So good, though.
Huh? I know.
It's really amazing. Okay, wait. I have a trivia question for you.
Oh, you do? And
yeah.
You see, I'm not prepared.
I know. You're just dropping the ball. It's
right.
Okay. You don't have to like trivia as much as I do.
I know, okay. But I know you like to be asked.
I know, I do, because I want to learn something. But I'm going to ask you. Okay, so this was at the Coffee Bean that I go to on Melrose and Gardner. It's right by my house. All the people that work there are amazing. I love them. I walk in. They know my drink. They're awesome. So anyway.
Right.
I go in there, and this was actually yesterday, but since we had no show,
right.
I'm going to ask you today.
So you had to write it down? You didn't
no, I took a picture.
Oh.
God bless iPhones. I can't remember this. It's a multiple choice question,
oh,
Sam.
Oh, is it?
Okay. So which of these is not a noted nickname for Times Square? Okay? Not.
Wow. I wouldn't know that, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to give you multiple choice. This might be easier. Okay? Is it A, the Tenderloin, B, the Great White Way, C, the Crossroads of the World, D, Smutty Island, E, Duffy Square, F, the City That Never Sleeps?
Really? I would say the Great White Way because that's Broadway, isn't it? I don't think...
Oh,
the Great
White
Way refers to Broadway.
It does? I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Me too. Okay.
Yeah, but maybe they mean Times Square because Broadway runs right through it, so... You know, maybe they do, but what's the answer?
You want to know?
Yeah.
Okay, it is D, Smutty Island.
Really?
Yep.
I guess nobody would call it that.
I don't even understand what that even means.
Smut. Well, they used to have a lot of pornography at Times Square.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh,
like on 42nd Street, it was like the known thing. You know, you go there, there's X-rated theaters and booths and bookstores.
It's
and
like Amsterdam.
Like yeah.
When did that happen?
Except.
When was that going on?
That's before Giuliani cleaned up the city. So you're talking 70s, 80s, maybe even 90s. I don't know. But yeah, but it's been clean. It's a great place to go there now.
Okay.
But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they call it Smutty Island.
But it's not called that now.
Oh, it's not.
That's not.
No, I mean, okay.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's
right.
not called that.
That's
but that's
not
what
one.
I didn't understand of why that would be.
Yeah,
even,
like mentioned. Here.
Yeah, exactly. But now I know. Look at that.
Now you know.
See?
Yeah. You
There's
see, that's a good question. Right.
I didn't come up with that one today, though. That's probably why it was a good question.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's see. I'll think of one during the show, and I'll get you.
Yeah, you say that every time,
question.
Sam.
I know.
You know what? Just
I know.
Give it to me.
But let's...
What?
I probably will come up with a music question or something.
Yes.
But I shouldn't really focus just on that. I mean, I'm a worldly type of person.
There we go.
You know?
You read a lot.
Yeah.
You can tell me. That's good. That's good that you read.
Yeah. You know what I was watching yesterday? Right. I didn't have anything to do, so I turned on the TV on the Science Channel. And it's interesting. They have a show called How It's Made. And
what
they
is
show
that?
They show you how things are made. You know, like what would they show you? Like baseballs. Yeah, like grandfather clocks, NASCARs. Mm-hmm. You know, they show you like all kinds of different things of how they're made from scratch.
Right, right.
Amazing. Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like they had four or five in a row, you know, and I was just like glued to the TV. I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool.
You At least you're watching something you can
yeah,
learn about.
Exactly.
Unlike me. Wait, so what channel is it on so I can watch this?
On the Science Channel, I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, they were showing how they make diapers, which is really interesting.
How did
you know?
They do that?
Well, you know, a lot of layers of different things and stuff, but they show you how when the moisture is in there, it turns to jelly inside the so it's not liquid anymore, and it keeps the moisture away from the baby.
Oh,
yeah,
look at
so
that.
It's like really cool. It turns into gel, but inside the fabric, you
right
know,
right right
the material,
right, the kids can't feel it.
Yeah,
right.
So
ooh,
it's amazing.
Weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
It doesn't, I'm sure it doesn't do much for poop, but you know, I don't think it turns
such a
that
funny
to
word.
Gel.
I don't know why I laugh at that word all the time. What? How are baseballs made? Do you remember?
Yeah. I mean, they actually they sew them by hand. You know, the seams and stuff. They do that by hand, and they start with two pieces of leather, I believe it is, and then they have like this ball inside that's made of different materials and stuff to harden it and stuff.
Okay. And then they just sew the two pieces together.
Yeah, they sew the pieces together and stuff, and it's just amazing
sense.
How they do that, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You know, and you just see, like, they show you, like, this huge, huge room with maybe 200 people all sewing baseballs, you know.
I don't know if I would want that
What kind
job.
Of a job, man,
I know.
Sit like that for 8 hours a day, man.
Oh, that's, I hope they get paid well. They probably don't, though.
No, they don't. They don't. But I'm sure they're grateful to have a job, you know.
Well, in these times. Yes,
yeah.
I agree.
But it's a great show. I would definitely recommend it if you guys are into that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
If you want to know how things are made. And
I know. Did you watch Idol? No, you didn't watch Idol last
night.
No,
I didn't.
I
but
didn't
I haven't
either.
Recorded. I'll have to catch it and
me
see.
Me too. I don't know who got voted off last night.
Well, we'll find out today, I'm sure.
From who? Somebody will call in and tell us
no,
and ruin it.
The newspaper.
I know. Well, it's not on here. I can't find it anywhere.
No?
But then again, I'm not really looking. I'm looking at other stuff right now that's more important. But I was also shooting last night, though. I was shooting
really?
Rose. Yeah, I was shooting Rose again last night
How
till
long
like 3 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How long does it take to shoot an episode?
Well, web series are different because we, you know, a web series is you shoot the entire season. Not back to back. Like, you can break it up or whatever. But then from there... In the editing room, you cut it down to how many you want the episode to be. So say the first episode, you know, Kyle made it like 6 minutes or something. Then the next one's going to be 8 minutes. It depends on where he wants to cut it.
I see.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the web series is a little bit different than, you know, doing television and stuff. But
right.
Yeah,
and it's shorter, right? So it's 4 or 5 minutes. Good. That's palatable, you know? I could sit there for half an hour.
You can sit through that. You don't want to see me on the screen for
No, I do. I just said web series in general. I don't know how long I'd be able to give them.
I know. It's interesting, though. I mean, a lot of things nowadays are going to web series, but, you know, us as actors still get paid crap for it.
Yeah.
Just because of the contracts right now. But hopefully in the future we'll get more money.
Yeah, and you'll get bigger audiences and stuff, you know, on the internet.
Well,
and
everything's going. Look at us.
Look at us.
We're on the internet.
Look at us.
But
thanks
to
my genius here.
I hate you. I know. Did you see my face? I had like an aha moment. Like, oh my God, we're on the internet. Like, I didn't know that. What a retard I am. So I was shooting last night till 3.
Wow.
And then I got up and I had breakfast with my friend AJ, who owns Argentum Photo Lab, which is right here in Hollywood off Sunset, which is a huge, huge, actually the number one actor's headshot lab in
LA.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he owns it. He's such a great guy, dear, dear friend of mine. And so anybody, if you need headshots, go to him. And mention, he even said, if he goes, who listens to your show, Steph? That's what he said. He's such an ass. I was like, we have a lot of people. He goes, okay, do this.
He should have that kind of exposure that we do. Then he would laugh at you. Yeah.
Well, he just loves giving me a hard time. So he goes, okay, Steph, why don't you mention Argentum on your show? And he goes, and whoever is listening out there, and if they come in and say, and mention, hey, I was listening to Sam and Stephanie, you know, he goes, I'll give him a discount. He goes, let's see how many people do.
Yeah, right. What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
I mean, just you have a million people listening doesn't mean that they're going to go and buy his headshot.
He's being a jerk.
Okay,
he just
good.
Wants to make fun of me.
Because I get defensive about these things.
Oh, no, no. He just
tell him to relax.
No, he's just, he goes, who the hell wants to listen to you in the morning, Steph?
I see. That was his point.
He's just, oh, my God. He's ripping me to no end. But he's a great guy. And so he owns the photo lab. So I just went and had breakfast with him
this
morning. That's
cool. So you didn't get much sleep last night,
no,
huh?
No.
That's why you're fucking yawning
now. Oh, my God. Sam, that could have been the funniest thing you've ever said to me. No, but I have my coffee. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Okay. God, leave me alone. I'm awake.
I mean,
I'm awake.
It's your life. Yeah. What do I care?
You know? I'm here with you. I'm happy to spend my morning with you.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
My dogs are in the car. Hey, did you see this before you tell me about the news? But there's this girl. It's really not that interesting, but I find this fascinating. This girl, I saw these pictures online yesterday. And she, cute girl, the young girl, it literally, photo by photo, showed how she turns into Jared Leto. You know who Jared Leto is?
No, I don't.
Jared Leto is an actor that was on My So-Called Life years ago, and now he's this famous rock star or whatever, called in this band called 30 Seconds to Mars. And really talented guy, right? Good looking guy.
Right.
It literally, photo by photo, shows how she has like transformed herself into Jared Leto, and she
really?
Looks exactly like him.
Wow.
And I'm sitting here like, what kind? I know I have a lot of time on my hands, but at what moment are you like, hold on, let me show the world that I can turn into Jared Leto? Like, what? Like, where does this come from? Because she, honestly, Sam, if you were to look at a picture of her, beautiful girl. Mm-hmm. You would never be like, yes, she is a
like
Jared
she.
Leto girl. Like, I would never in a million years think that, but you have to see her because it's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine about it last night, and she's like, oh, yeah, I saw those pictures. It's incredible.
Where can we find it?
I saw it on, what is it, Barnorama or something? I don't even know if that's a real site. Maybe this is all made up. Hold on. I think it's like...
It must be on YouTube somewhere.
I think you can type in, like, Jared Leto... Mm. Girl twin or something. I don't know. Let's see if that works. Jared Leto girl twin. Oh, look alike. Oh, wait. Girl changes to Jared Leto. Here we go. See?
Yeah. You found it?
Yeah. So there you go.
Okay.
It's really weird. It's kind of disturbing, actually. All right, I just had to tell you that useless information
very
this morning.
Very important. It was crucial for me.
At least you admitted, you ass. I love it. I love it. So my dad is psyched about being on the show.
Really?
Oh, God.
Well, all you have to do is next time give me the phone number and we'll call him.
We'll call him next week.
Yeah.
We have to prepare.
Yeah.
But I told him to be interesting. If he's not, we're just going to hang up the
phone. We'll make him interesting. Don't worry about
it. But we'll
That's
just hang up. Let's
about.
Just hang up the phone. I told him. I said, if you're not interesting, we're just going to hang up the phone. He was like, I can be interesting. I was like, okay.
I just find it really cool that he wants to be part of the show.
Oh, you know? he thinks it's the greatest thing in the world.
Really?
Like, cannot stop talking. Like, I could never do anything else for the rest of my life and do this, and he would think that I am seriously the golden child of the
really?
Family.
Really? Wow.
Yes, I beat my brother.
So you found your calling.
Well,
at least according to your dad.
According to my father. I'm doing awesome right now. It doesn't matter that I'm on TV. I'm on the radio. I'm in a talk show. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you something on that. We were talking about this. Oh, the bipolar thing.
Yeah.
You were reading about it yesterday, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Checked herself in.
Into a mental health facility.
Right.
And, you know, they're kind of blaming it or attributing it to... the stress she went through with Michael Douglas's cancer and stuff like that.
Right.
But I think it's these are the times when it really like comes out to the surface, you know. But I mean, bipolar she probably had for a long time. It's just that it didn't come up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a couple other actors that are coming out talking about it.
Yeah.
Like Patty Duke, she has it. This guy from General Hospital.
Right.
I'm sure a lot of people have it.
Yeah. Well, yours truly. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You have bipolar?
I'm bipolar,
Seriously?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
I've talked about it many times, but I mean, there's not much to say other than the fact that it makes your life very, very difficult.
Does
it? Yeah. And there are different kinds of bipolar. You know, some people just get into this euphoria and they think they're like walking on air and they go shopping and spend a lot of money. And like, you know, the way Charlie Sheen has been behaving?
Yeah.
That's like a manic episode type of a thing.
But
that's
he's on crack, though.
Well, whatever it is. Okay. But you know, I mean, if you saw someone like that, you'd probably immediately think bipolar, you know, like manic episode.
Okay.
Because it's like you feel you're like Jesus, you know, you're bigger than God.
Right.
So, but then the depression, the downside is very, very brutal, you know.
Yeah.
But the kind that she has, they call it bipolar 2 disorder,
right,
which is less severe, but it causes irritability and mood swings. And that's what I had, you know. It's like you can be irritated and depressed at the same time, you know.
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of like weird, you know, because when you're irritated, you have a lot of energy.
Right.
When you're depressed, you don't have any, you know. And but, you know, I mean, I've been on medication and I've been living a normal life for years now.
So you're fine on medication?
Yeah, but before that, it was hell. Let me tell you, there's not much, there's not many illnesses, mental illnesses that are worse than this, you know?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the biggest percentage of suicides come from people that have bipolar.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because they're just so up and down. They just can't deal with it.
Yeah, but it's severe. Yeah. I mean, it can be very severe. You know, it makes you crazy. You don't know what the hell's going on.
Right,
you know?
Right, right. So how long did you, I mean, since you've talked about it a lot, do you mind talking about it again?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long did you go before you went to a doctor and realized, like Patty Duke was saying?
Well, I think I was like that most of my life, but I didn't realize it.
Okay.
You know, until somebody in my family told me. He says, you know, you might want to just get checked and stuff, you know, see why you get angry a lot and that sort of thing. So I did. And, you know, first people diagnose you with depression and all that stuff. And it took a few years for someone to realize I probably have bipolar.
Wow.
But then it took many years until I found the right doctor who found the right cocktail of medication for me.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And ever since then, you know, I mean, you're talking probably 8-10 years now.
Oh, wow.
That I've been doing, like, you know, it's easy to forget where you come from, you know, but I'm just thinking, you know, I'm just like a few pills away from going right back into that.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
So, when you're on it, you're not feeling anything.
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
You don't. You feel normal like I do now. You know,
okay.
I'm able to smile and laugh and see things positively, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was just, it was hell for years, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I would do crazy things. I'd jump out of my car and confront drivers and shit like this, you know, that would cut me off. And, yeah, I mean, I was just getting pissed all the time. Never got into physical fights, but, you know.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah, very, very impatient and stuff. So.
And when you were depressed, were you not getting out of bed? Like, just...
Sometimes, sometimes you can get to the point where you're not functioning very well. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's pretty tough, man.
I
feel for
even.
Her, and I hope she comes out and she'll be fine. You know, that's the thing is when you're in it, you think you're the only one that has this problem, and you feel like you're a piece of shit, and you know, because you can't really function, you can't really do much,
right, right,
and you just look at everything in a negative way, and you know, so. But there is a cure. I mean, not a cure, but a treatment for it, you know.
Sure.
And people have to understand that, you know, don't give up. I mean, it took me a few doctors until I finally found the right one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They all gave me different medication, but it never worked, you know. So after a while, you just lose faith. And I finally got lucky, you know. But like I said, it's easy to forget where you come from.
Sure.
And,
what pills are you taking?
Like antidepressant and mood stabilizers and things like that. Three different ones. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That seems to help for you. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Though. You found something.
Yeah. I can live a normal life, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
I was I was depressed after I left my ex-boyfriend who, you know, was abusive and stuff. And I didn't have that, but I was, you know, I was having a hard time getting out of bed. Like, I felt really low about myself, but also just, I mean, it was a different situation. So I understand that feeling.
It was more situational and
stuff. It was more situational.
But you can still get...
But I can still understand to a point the feeling of depression and not wanting to get out of bed and hating yourself and all of that, you know?
Right.
So I can understand that part of it. But I'm, you know, I'm part of SAG.
Mm.
and AFTRA. So I have health insurance through SAG.
I see.
And there's different plans. So the amount of money you make, you're on a certain plan, right?
Right.
So I'm on plan 2, which is like middle income actors. And I've had SAG insurance for a long time now. And I was going to see a therapist just because I told you I was having a nervous breakdown. I was, you know, whatever it was, but
right.
I was freaking out, having anxiety attacks, whatever.
Wow.
Well, the end of the year came and the beginning of the year when I had to renew it, pay my deductible, whatever. And
right.
They were like, yeah, your therapist isn't covered anymore. And
wow.
I was like, what? Like, I've made the same amount of money. Like, why am I not covered anymore? They said, oh, the plan changed. We're not giving actors. Hold on. Listen to
uh-huh.
this. We're not giving actors, artists, anybody that's in SAG.
Uh-huh.
On this plan, any kind of mental health or drug therapy.
Wow.
And I said to the woman, I go, do you have any idea that these are the people that need it the most?
Yeah.
I said this to her and she was like on the phone, like she has no, you know, she has no say so in this. And she
yeah.
was like, I don't know. And I was like, you really realize that? Like the people that need it the most, honestly, like artists were like, you know, crazy in that way.
Right.
And now we have no coverage. I mean, obviously on a different plan probably, but the lowest plan, which is below me, and then my plan, which is like the middle one,
right.
don't have coverage.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
That sucks.
Yeah. SAG.
Yeah.
Well,
therapists are
figure.
Not cheap either.
No, they're not. My therapist yeah. is great, but he, you know, he was like, look, I'll give you a break. I'll charge you half of it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
I
but,
know. And they do charge a lot, but yeah, many of them will, you know, will work with you and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
No, I know, but that's so interesting. Like all these actors are coming out now that they're bipolar and whatever.
Right, yeah.
But I mean, I do. I hope she gets better. I hope she gets treated. And
yeah, she'll be fine. You know, if they find the right medication for her,
my
she'll
ex,
be fine.
It's well, I was just reading really quick and then we can move on. But
there's no hurry
Dr.
to move
Drew.
On anywhere. That's what we're
I don't want people
for.
To be like, oh my God, I'm so depressed after this because we're talking about bipolar. I'm going to go
no,
kill
I'll
myself.
I bet you we're reaching a lot of people that suffer the same things, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's
yeah,
a lot of people out there.
Some people are embarrassed and ashamed to admit.
Hey, but we all have our own thing, you
yeah.
know what I mean? And
yeah.
the thing is to admit it and to get help if
yeah.
you want
Definitely.
It. I mean, the key is
but there's
if you
still
want
stigma
it.
To it, you know? So that's why people are afraid to talk about it and... And so forth, you know, but I have no problem talking about it because I think I'm normal.
Yeah.
I think I'm okay. I don't think I'm, you know, I'm less than a person, less of a person and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so forth. So I, you know, I have no problem with it. You know,
well,
I'm not
good.
Ashamed. Yeah.
As you
yeah.
should be. That's good.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew was saying that, oh, my God. See, do you see what I do?
What do you do?
God dang it. I can't even keep a thought in my mind for like 2 seconds. There was something about being bipolar. And now, oh, he was saying that it used to be called manic depressive. So it's
right.
the same thing. Okay. Right.
Oh,
uh-huh. So one of my boyfriends in high school, his mom was, she was a manic depressive, bipolar, whatever. She ended up
right.
committing suicide.
Yeah. You see, that's what I said. I mean, most suicides are by people with bipolar. It's not even because you know what happens is when you're depressed,
mm-hmm.
Often you don't even have the energy to commit suicide or to
yeah.
bring yourself to that point. But with bipolar, you can be depressed and full of energy at the same time.
Oh,
you know,
hmm.
So you do have the energy to do it. You know,
I see.
And let me tell you, well, you know, there were times when I felt like it too.
Yeah.
It's that bad. It's that bad. I mean, it's like, you know, putting on a pair of dark lens glasses, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you see everything black, you know.
God.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? I went through a period in my 20s, and this is when I was married.
Mm-hmm.
I was contemplating it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and again, not bipolar, but, you know, where
yeah.
I was also... depressed and
yeah, that can make you crazy. I mean,
yeah.
my God, you know.
And I just the thing is I'm too scared of like the pain, so I was like, I can't, I could never, you know what I mean? But
uh-huh.
I thought about it. I didn't
yeah.
plan it out.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought about it. But actually, my ex-husband and I, he had a really good friend, this guy Robert, this wonderful, intelligent Jewish man from New York, just so well spoken, just such a beautiful person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he got into a really bad accident years ago. And he, what is it when you're, is it paraplegic when you're? From the waist down? Because that's...
Yeah, is that what it is? I don't know.
Okay, so he became paraplegic. He was hit by a car in Thailand. Semi-truck. Well, anyway, he started to go crazy after that. Mm-hmm. Like, he could no longer use his body. He was not the way he used to be. Yeah. And he started to go downhill, right?
Yeah.
And eventually, he joined this... Oh, God. I'm not promoting this. But he joined this... group called the Hemlock Society.
Uh-huh.
It's online. It's whatever. It's a group that's dedicated to killing themselves.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How long do they last?
I was going to say the membership is probably not very high. But it's so weird. It is just like it comes up with ways to like do it.
Wow.
And he joined this group mm-hmm. for months and months and months, and his mind just started to go. Like,
wow.
And by the end of it, he had committed suicide
wow.
by something that the Hemlock Society had helped him do. It's so wow. bizarre.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, I mean, he wasn't bipolar, but he started to lose his mind just because he didn't have his body anymore.
Right.
You know, he couldn't have sex. He couldn't do what he used to do. He was
yeah.
just celebrate life, and
how
he just went crazy.
How depressing, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really hard to see that.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I don't even know why I brought that up. Sorry, guys. Downer,
yeah, let's
Debbie
bring
Downer.
The whole show down.
I know, right? Good morning.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Let's talk about sex-starved people.
Mm.
There's a sex diet for the sex-starved. Obviously not a real diet, but they're saying that apparently if... they're saying that couples should try to have sex a minimum of once a week, and the reason is when couples stop having sex in the relationships become vulnerable
right.
to anger, detachment, infidelity, and even divorce. So this doctor says, I believe that sex matters. It's the glue that keeps us together, and without it, couples become good friends at best or bickering roommates at worst.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Once a week is not a lot to ask.
No, it's not.
Dude,
huh?
if I was like to my husband, once a week at least, and he was like, no, I'd be like, okay, I'm done. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't.
But isn't it amazing how when you're single or when you just meet your partner and mm-hmm. stuff, it's like you can't get enough sex, you know? And then suddenly after a few years, you have to go, okay, well, once a week is okay.
I know.
I'm doing my duty, you know?
Well, I feel like people just get really, really lazy. And it's like you always have to be trying new things sexually, and it's about communication, and
right.
Because people get bored.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah, I mean, how many times can you eat? You know, you
do
can have steak.
Position.
Yeah, but you can't have steak every night. Even that gets old.
There
after
we
a while,
go.
You know?
No matter how good the steak is.
Yeah.
It gets old,
yeah.
You know, so it just you have to mix it up. But you like when Sophie was on here and she was talking about communication, it is about communicating with your partner, like, this is what I want to do, you
right.
know? And sometimes it isn't the easiest thing to bring up.
Yeah.
Like, if you...
No, it's hard. It's hard, you know? And,
right.
And especially if you guys are kind of awkward when it comes to sex and that, you know?
Well, hold on. Be specific about that. If you're awkward, meaning what? Like, awkward in the bedroom?
No.
Oh,
awkward
oh.
about talking about
oh,
it,
yeah,
I
yeah.
guess. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Awkward in
like,
the bedroom.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like, what do I do now? I have a vagina staring at me. What do I do with
Oh my God, actually, Dad, can you turn this off for a second? I don't want my dad to hear this. Dad, please just walk away for a second. But in high school, the same guy that his mom was bipolar,
mm-hmm.
he oh my God, I can't believe I'm admitting this. He was fingering me, and he went in the wrong hole. And I'm not talking about the ass.
Oh my God.
He started to go like in my pee hole.
In the
urethra. I was like, and I
oh,
screamed
God.
Because it hurt so bad.
Uh-huh.
And I go, what are you doing? And he was like, what? And I was like, that is not the right hole.
Oh my God. That must
like,
have hurt.
It hurt so bad. I couldn't. And like, he just had started to, but it was enough to be like, oh, this is so painful. Like, I wanted to punch him in the face. It hurt so bad.
Whoa.
And he was, and like, literally, and we were in high school, and like, I wasn't having sex yet, but
yeah.
you know, I was fooling around. Whatever. Not in my room, Dad, don't worry. But
and he obviously
so
didn't know what the hell he was doing.
He didn't know
this
what he
guy.
Was doing. And
wow.
I broke up with him.
Great move.
I was like, not like I was some pro, but right. I at the same time I was like, come on, like, you're the guy. Be the man. Like, learn how to do this, you know? Like, I don't want to teach you.
Yeah.
I mean, we were young, but still, I was too frustrated.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy, though. Just not for me.
Just an experience, yeah.
And I just didn't want to wait
around.
I'm
sure today he's pleasing some woman out there.
I'm sure he's amazing. He's actually
after that, he had to learn how to do this right.
He probably cried. Because I made him feel like a jackass.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he's my friend on Facebook. Like, mm-hmm. It's fine. I don't bring up, hey, remember when you...
Yeah.
I don't say anything like that. But yeah, so I don't... What were you talking about that for?
Because we were talking about sex. I don't know. And
I don't know. You
felt compelled to tell us about this.
Apparently, you guys all need to know that I was fingered in the wrong hole.
It sounds so funny.
It's so true, though. It is so true. God. It's really embarrassing to admit, but at the same time, just awesome to have that story, you know?
I know.
But whatever. But yes, I agree with at least once a week, if not more.
Yeah, you got to keep it going, you know? But it's like, it's hard, you know? I mean, when you were with someone for many years, I mean, what was the longest relationship you've been in?
My marriage.
Okay, and that was what, 4 years, did you
Six
say?
6 years total.
6 years,
so four years married, 2 years together.
Right.
Like,
So you guys must have gotten tired of it after a while, no? Or was it still
No. By the end of it, our sex
Because you had a terrible marriage anyway, so that's why it would affect it, yeah.
But he was also, I mean, he was so spiritual, and it was like dirty to him sometimes, and I was like,
really?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God.
But yet you're Mr. like conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, well, you got to speak to him in his own language, you know, tantric love, you know.
Really? Really? Like, you think that's what he'd be into? Or like beating the shit out of me. Maybe that would be it, because he's so angry at the world.
Yeah, very spiritual.
I know, right?
I know.
I wonder if you know what? Maybe he's bipolar.
Do you think?
Well, it's like two opposite. He's like angry Mr. Conspiracy guy and then like happy spiritual man.
Yeah.
It
could be, but yeah, I mean, I try not to label things. I mean, I would just call someone like that an asshole, you know? And there's no medication for that.
He's just an asshole.
Yeah.
That's just about it. Yeah. I remember when I brought him home and my parents were like trying to be so supportive. They were like, all right. Yeah, he's nice. Like, what do you say? Now I look back and I'm like, God, my parents probably think I was like crazy.
Yeah.
I was bringing this like total hippie, like just like free love in a way, but then like never wore shoes. Like, God, this is so bad how I'm describing. Okay, he's a nice guy. He's a good looking guy, but like he was so weird. He like at the end of our marriage, he made his own soap.
Really?
Right? Yeah, like, but it wasn't good, Sam.
Yeah,
okay?
I would imagine.
No, it was like, literally, he put like tree bark in it. And it was like, I was like in the shower, like with the soap. It was like scratching me, like bleeding.
Really?
And I was like.
He made you use it?
He made me use it one time. He was like, look, he goes, we were sitting down one day and he turns to me, he's like, I want to make soap. And I was like,
where did that
sell?
Come from?
Like, I don't know. And I was like, okay. And he goes, let's go get some stuff to make soap.
Mm-hmm.
He has no fucking idea how to make soap. And so, like, he's on the internet, like, trying to learn. So we have to go get this. And I'm trying to be supportive wife. So we go. We get all the stuff. We come home. He's concocting it in there, right? So then I don't remember. I think it was, like, a day before we could use it. And then he puts it in the shower.
Mm.
Now I don't use it. I'm using my, like, loofah, like, all the pretty stuff, right? And he's like, have you used the soap? And I was like, no. He's like, can you use it? That's, you know, I made that. And I was like, oh, fine. I'm literally in the shower, like
really?
Scraping.
Scratching
it is scratching. Like I am bleeding. And I come out and I was like, Dan, what did you put in here? He's like, well, I was just putting stuff from outside, like, you know, some trees and some leaves. And I was like, okay, I am never using this ever again. And he was so offended. And I was like, and he really wanted to sell his soap. He was like, I think that we can sell this.
Wow.
And I was like, he out of his mind.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Obviously.
Yeah, apparently. But, you know, then you got a question about me because I attracted him to me. So obviously I'm kind of a nut job too.
At what point did you realize in the relationship that you fucked up? That you chose the
wrong
person.
Well, when I finally admitted it to myself was, like I said, 9 months after is when when I fucked. What are you doing over there?
Yeah. Banging
He's
on everything.
He's destroying stuff.
Yeah.
We can't destroy anything else in here today.
Yeah.
Or else we're not going to have a show. Like we did yesterday. So there was something that you showed me about the website that you can skip the patent office so I can go get my thing made.
Yeah, go get your patent done already so we can find out what it is, for crying out loud. Now everybody's
curious.
You are
going to be so bored when I tell you what it is. Let me. Yes, you'll be like, this was awesome. I'm glad that you didn't talk about it ever. But I will make a lot of money on it.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, we will support you in any way we can.
Oh, you're so sweet.
For you to make money off
can
of
we
it.
Do,
yeah.
Can we do a commercial?
Yeah, we can do a commercial. But first, you got to have it approved and tell us what the hell it is.
I will, but this is great. So this is a website that anybody out there, if you've invented something, this was on CNN today. You can skip the patent office because getting a patent is like $6,000 when I went to
really?
Go check it out. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. It's crazy. But this guy opened this website like 2 weeks ago. So who knows how legit this is, but do your research, guys, before you go and get this done. Because, you know, I don't want to steer you in the wrong direction. But, yeah, it's called Ahaz. Is that what it is?
Ahaz?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Anyway, check it out. I'm gonna look at it and see what I can do about my patent. Do you have anything that you invented, Sam?
No, not really. Just the station, I guess. That was an invention.
But you were saying you were trying to get the name, LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, I was trying to copyright that, but they wouldn't let me because it's a geographical name, so they said you can't do that.
That's
which is bullshit, you know?
Did you tell them that?
I mean, LA could be like Lala or whatever, you know?
Why didn't you pitch it like that?
I wrote them. I said, these are the initials of the founders of the company, L.A.
They didn't buy it, did they? The fact that you tried, though. Yeah.
I know. I know.
For the effort.
But at least you know nobody else is going to be able to copyright it, so that's fine.
So that's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
Well, isn't Charlie Sheen trying to copyright his...
Yeah.
or trademark his... What's...
Yeah.
What exactly is... Okay. For all, I don't know what the difference is. What's the difference between copywriting and trademarking? Do you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a trademark is more like a logo or something or a name of a product.
Oh, so that's what, and then TM, the thing next to it. Okay,
right.
So that's the trademark.
Right.
And then copywriting.
Copyright, that's the, that's having like all the rights so nobody can copy it from
you. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, God, it says it in the name. You're such a genius, Sam. It's unreal. I'm like, literally, like I'm in awe, like staring at Sam, like, oh my God, that's like the smartest thing you've ever said.
But you're right. I mean, actually, I would have to say I wanted to trademark my name and not, because it's a
copyright.
Name.
Okay. Copyright. So there we go. So you wanted to trademark.
You see? Yeah. So you put me on the spot now, you see?
You're welcome.
Yeah. When I can screw up sometimes, too. Right?
Just sometimes, though.
Just sometimes.
I was on another website yesterday when we were pretending to do our show. and there were tabs, like, so across the top. It was on, God, I don't remember. I cleared my history. But it was across the top. It said, like, news, politics. And then there was a tab for Charlie Sheen. It literally said, news, politics, Charlie Sheen, entertainment. And I was like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
So I clicked on it, and literally, it's just all of his news.
Really?
I thought that was the funniest thing.
He has
a tab for him, because he has that much going on in his life.
I know.
I want a tab.
Yeah.
Do I have to do something really crazy?
I want a tab.
I want a tab, and not the drink. Tab the drink.
We'll create a tab for you.
I don't think I'm that interesting, though, to be honest. Maybe if I do some crack, I would be.
Oh, you are interesting. Interesting, very much so.
Aww.
You left us with a kiss with a girl.
Oh, here we go. Look at you segue it back.
Well, I've been trying to get back to this one for a long time.
We have a long time to go on this, Sam.
I know.
What you want to know? So we kissed.
Okay, so let me just recap this for everyone.
Yeah.
You met this girl at the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys started talking, and whatever happened, she invited you to her place.
Yeah,
right?
To hang out, right.
And that was right there at the, you know, at the park, right? It's not like
she didn't ask
so
me
you
at
kept
the park.
So you kept in touch for a while, right?
Well, we exchanged numbers and then she texted me like immediately after.
Right.
She won't say
okay,
that,
good. So you went there and you knew exactly what was going to happen. You weren't like naive or anything.
No, I'm not an idiot.
You went for it.
So
that's
yeah.
what you wanted at the time.
Yeah, I told you. I got a little drunk. She gave me chicken nuggets. I was like, oh, these are the best chicken nuggets ever, because that's hot.
And then yeah, you guys can hear all about it from the show last week. But
yeah.
At any rate, so we stopped it. She reached over to you. Mm-hmm. After a while, you had your nuggets and everything.
God, this is so.
And you guys had something to drink, right?
We were both drinking. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like. We were just drinking wine. Like, it was very kind of social. It wasn't like drink to get drunk. It was
right.
just, it was nice, and we were talking and stuff. And then.
Right. And
yeah,
then she
like,
reaches
we were
over.
Just, like, we were just. Actually, we were lying on the couch, and she.
Oh, you were lying on the couch
next to
each other?
But kind of, like, okay, so I'm showing Sam, but it was, like, on an L, so it was, like, does
I see,
sense?
Okay, like a sofa in a love
yeah,
seat.
Yeah, so, like, I was
thing.
Here and she was here, so okay. our heads were kind of together.
Okay,
we were just,
so like an L.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
L-shaped, okay.
So we were just, like, lying like that, and then she leaned over and kissed me, and we started kissing. And
wow. So that was the first time you kissed a woman, right?
I mean, I would kiss my girlfriends, like, hey, how are you?
But
like,
not a French
lips,
kiss.
But not a kiss, man.
Not a kiss.
Not like
kiss.
Exactly.
So her tongue found a way into your mouth.
Shoved it right down my throat. Yes, and it was really good. It wasn't, like, a terrible, horrible nasty kiss. It was nice.
It was nice. And then you guys started embracing and everything.
Yeah. And it was very just like eighth grade makeout session, but it was really nice.
Wow.
Like, it was just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't like a lot happening, but it was, it was very enjoyable.
So you guys were like, like messing around and stuff. And then at a certain point you took off your clothes, or was it happening as you were doing this?
No, like we were, I don't even think, no, it was like very seriously eighth grade makeout session.
Really?
At first. Yeah, it was like.
So through the clothes?
Yeah,
and
it wasn't
like
anything really.
So she was taking it easy on you. She didn't want to scare
you away.
Yeah,
I mean, it was like a guy, like, let me stick it in you right now. Which most men do. But like, yeah, no, it was really kind of sweet and nice and just completely opposite of most men that I had been with.
So, but I mean, you did end up taking your clothes off at some
not
point?
Then.
Not that time.
Not that time,
I
no.
see, okay.
It was just kind of, it was just nice. Like,
Was she putting, like, her hands down your pants and things like that?
Not
so
then.
So only through
not
the
then.
Clothes, right?
I know, yeah.
Okay.
Just through the clothes at that time. So that was like.
Were there any orgasms involved or anything? Or
from kissing?
No, from.
Just kidding.
From rubbing you through the clothes.
No, there was none of that. That didn't happen.
So that
yet,
was a preparation.
Yeah. So that was like just getting to know each other too. It was like, it was nice. It was.
Yeah, it was new for you, but you sort of like.
Yeah, but you have to understand lesbians here.
Okay.
It's not, for the most part for them, it is not this physical thing. It is an emotional thing.
Wow.
So they will milk it until the cows come home.
Really?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they'll take their time.
Yeah.
Unlike men, where they just, I want to stick it in you.
Yeah, we did.
You know,
do that. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what men do. You understand that, Sam.
I do.
Yes. But, so lesbians are very different in that way. Because they're women.
Right.
You know, they want the emotional attachment first.
Right.
They want to feel like, you know, you like them, that you want to be with them.
Right.
And it isn't just about the sex.
I see. Okay.
Does that make sense? I'm not saying that there aren't.
Sense.
I'm not going to generalize all lesbians because I don't know.
Right.
I'm not completely in that world. Like, I have no idea because I do like men. But, like, I have a lot. I do have quite a few friends that are gay, like, that are lesbians. And it is very much that for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, they. But then again, there are some that can probably just fuck and let that be what it is, you know?
Yeah.
So it depends on the person, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
But, so it was very, like, just getting to, like, we liked each other. Like, there was obviously this physical attraction, but, you know, we liked each other.
Yeah, but you didn't rush or anything. And,
there was no rush. I was also just out of a horrible relationship.
She sure knew how to seduce you, let me tell you.
Right. Men, take notes.
Yeah.
Seriously, we need to have a class on, like, what men can learn from how to take women out
of
dates.
They need more patience, huh?
Well, Sam, I don't know. I've had some horrible dates. We'll have a show about all of my horrible dates in LA with men. Because some of them are horrific.
Wow.
Like, horrific.
Really?
Oh my God. Like, I can't.
What are people thinking, you know?
Like, did you ever? You're a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, you're not.
Very nice guy.
Like, very nice guy. Like, I just feel like guys are just so dumb. Like, they're just not, sorry to say that.
Yeah.
But not all guys, but they're just, they don't get it.
Really?
Like, wow. I met this guy, well, okay. To his credit, I shouldn't have given my phone number out. This was last year. He picks me up in his car.
Uh-huh.
We're driving. Like, yeah. I'm in my car. He's in his car.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey. He's like, you're cute. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure you say that to everybody. He was like, no, I just, you know. Or he goes, well, I try to. And I started laughing because I thought it was, like, funny. But anyways, he kept being persistent.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him my number, which is stupid because he probably could have killed me. Right. I don't know. But anyway, we start talking and he takes me out and it was like, he picks me up and he's got a nice freaking car,
mm-hmm.
BMW, rich, like good looking guy, you know, whatever. And literally we're driving from my place to where we're just having breakfast. That's it. And
right.
like, he didn't stay over. Like, he just picked me up in the morning. We go to have breakfast and he was like, oh yeah, I used to sleep with this girl right here. And then
really?
He goes, yeah. Like, we're trying, and I was like, awesome? Like, what am I supposed to say? And he goes, yeah. He's like, I fucked another girl over there, too. And I was sitting there like, you know what, dude? I don't really care, to be honest.
Right.
But, like, if you're really trying to impress a girl,
yeah,
maybe
that's not
you shouldn't
the way
do
to
that.
Do it, huh?
Maybe you shouldn't
You would
do
impress
that.
A guy that way, but not a girl.
Yeah, why don't you go into the gay world and do that?
Wow.
Maybe that would help.
So they're assholes, huh?
Well, look, I don't want to say about everybody. But
no,
I've
obviously.
Had some, I've had
obviously.
Some. I've had some other dates, yeah. too, that have been pretty
I mean,
funny.
Yeah, all I've heard is horror stories from single women here in L.A., you know?
Oh,
I don't know what these guys are thinking, man, but...
I don't think they are.
So you gave him your phone number while you were at the stoplight or whatever
yeah,
it was?
Yeah, because I'm an idiot.
Wow.
And I've learned from that
yeah.
mistake.
I didn't think it ever worked. I got to try that.
Okay, yeah. Why don't you roll down your window and be like, hey, you're hot.
Yeah, where's your phone number?
Like, what? Like, I am a retard for giving it, but whatever. I mean, he's actually a nice guy, but
right.
I just, like, I can't. I'm not impressed
right.
that you fucked all these women. Not impressed. I don't really care. You probably have diseases. I mean, seriously,
yeah.
like, I wouldn't touch him. Nothing
yeah.
ever happened.
Yeah,
like,
and I don't think highly of you because of it and all that stuff, right?
Me?
No,
oh.
I mean, you
yes.
towards him, yeah.
It just doesn't, I mean, he had a nice car.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I see. Okay.
And he was interesting, sort of. Just sort of.
Oh,
but
wow.
whatever. We'll save a show like that for another time with horrible date stories, Sam.
Sounds good. Okay. Well,
right.
we are out of time, folks. Stephanie, we have a great weekend coming up.
Yay.
And
yeah.
try to stay out of trouble.
Well, you know.
So we can see you here on Monday.
I'll try. I might be hungover, but.
Okay. Well, it's good. You're entitled.
Have a good one, you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. See you all on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.